This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As the Atlanta Falcons and the city close in on a deal for a new stadium, there's the chance that the Falcons won't be the only ones to call that stadium home. The Falcons owner, Arthur Blank, is reported by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to be in what are called significant discussions with Major League Soccer to bring an expansion franchise of that league to Atlanta. Mark Bradley has covered sports in Atlanta for years. He's a sports columnist with the AJC. Mark, welcome back. Good to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, you and I are both old enough to have seen many episodes of attempted soccer in Atlanta before. Many people may not remember that it was the Atlanta Chiefs who brought Atlanta its first professional league championship way back there. But there have been some...
Actually, I'm not old enough to remember that. I wasn't here then, but I have heard tell of it, yes.
But there have since been, there has been another edition of the Chiefs, the Atlanta Beat on the women's side twice. There was indoor soccer. There are now the Atlanta Silverbacks in a league that's, I guess, say one step below the MLS. So what is it that makes both soccer fans and officials here think that soccer could make a go of it this time?
Well, I think there are two things. One is soccer has grown. It hasn't grown as quickly as soccer fans would have liked it to grow, but it has grown. You're now seeing the English Premier League being presented on North American TV. Soccer occupies a bigger space in the American consciousness than it did 20 or 30 years ago. I think that people know who Lionel Messi is, or people know who Cristiano Ronaldo is. The other thing I was going to say is, anything that has the mantle of Arthur Blank behind it is going to have to be taken seriously, because he is a serious presence in the Atlanta community.
But being a soccer fan in Atlanta is one thing, and there are many of those. But being an MLS fan or being an Atlanta MLS fan might be something else. As the Atlanta Hawks can tell you, there are people who grew up in this country who are fans of other teams and only show up when those other teams are here. Soccer wouldn't even have that. If you're a Real Madrid fan or a Manchester United fan, you might not show up for an MLS game. And the international community, many of them are fans of, let's say, the Mexican League. Would a fan of Toluca or Club America show up for an MLS game?
That's the big knot that any prospective franchise is going to have to untie, or it's not going to go very far. Because, yeah, you're not going to get to see Messi or Ronaldo or Man U or Real or Barcelona on a weekly basis. You may not ever get to see them at all unless they come in for an exhibition game or something. And it is a lot different. And I also think that the fact that it will be playing in a new stadium would have some novelty appeal. And I think there are a lot of people in Atlanta who, like anywhere else in the United States, have seen their children play soccer, and those children are growing up, and maybe they're to the point now where they want to go to a game. I think the younger people will be more inclined to give it a chance. I don't know that we can answer that question here today on September 13th of 2013. I just think that it's something that we're going to have to wait and see.
Could playing in the new Falcon Stadium actually work against an MLS franchise? And by that I mean that's going to be a big NFL football stadium. And one of the things that has made soccer go very well in places like Columbus is that there's this intimate, noisy, small stadium that you can fill up with an enthusiastic fan base, whereas here in Atlanta, if you have even a fairly decent crowd scattered around a big stadium, it doesn't look or sound very good.
That's a very good question. Perception is a major thing. If you happen to tune in on TV and you see a lot of empty seats, then you're thinking, well, I guess nobody goes there, so why should I go there? But given the difficulty he's having putting together this stadium, I don't know that Mr. Blank is in any hurry to go build himself two stadiums.
So bottom line, as someone who's watched this for a long time, do you think that, number one, the MLS would put a team here, and number two, would it fare any better than the previous attempts have?
I think the MLS would certainly be willing to give Atlanta a try if it feels like the conditions are there for success. To the second part of your question, I don't know. I wish I were smart enough to sit here and say, yes, it's going to be a raging success for reasons A, B, and C, or no, it's not for reasons D, E, F, and G. But, unfortunately, I'm not that smart.
Mark Bradley is sports columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mark, thanks for being with us once again. We really appreciate it, and we'll be watching along with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.